Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday, May 30th, 2016, and this is Monday Morning Devotionals from the Book of Mark.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, he's not talking to you.
God Thoughts Radio is on the air. I'm Pastor Brad, and this morning I'm in chapter 3 of Mark, and I want to pick it up at verse 1. And it says, "And he," that is Jesus, "entered again into a synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they were watching him to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath," they are the scribes and Pharisees, "in order that they might accuse him." Let me say that again. The religious leaders, they were watching Jesus to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Why? In order that they might accuse him. "And Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, 'Rise and come forward.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?' But they kept silent. And after looking around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of their heart, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out and immediately began taking counsel with the Herodians against him as to how they might destroy him." This is Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And I find a couple of things significant here as we head into the week. I find the reality that Jesus got mad. Did you pick that up in verse 5? "After looking around at the Pharisees with anger, grieved at the hardness of their heart." You see that? The reason why that's meaningful to me is that there is the copycat false prophets of today, the apostate church, would have us believe that Jesus isn't ever mad, that Jesus doesn't ever get angry. And yet that is so far from biblical truth that it must be exposed. The God of the Old Testament got angry. I remember how angry God got with Moses, someone so close to him, how angry he got at the Israelites, a people that God so dearly and desperately loved. Of course God gets angry. And of course, Jesus gets angry. Anything, I want to remind you, any teaching that changes the Old Testament, changes God's character from the Old Testament to the New Testament, is a demonic doctrine. The New Testament tells us in Hebrews chapter 3, speaking of Jesus, it says, "And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature." Jesus Christ is the exact representation of the nature of God. In fact, as most of us are aware, Jesus is God. God in the flesh, fully God, fully man. The Bible is so crystal clear, my beloved listener. Jesus Christ, whatever we see in Jesus, is the exact representation of the nature of God. And of course, Jesus gets angry. When he cleansed the temple, he was angry, angry at the people who were using God's house in an improper way. And whenever religious leaders have that attitude of judgment upon Jesus when he's doing good on the Sabbath day, it made him angry. And yes, Jesus can and does get mad. I think one of the challenges that we have is we tend to impose our human limitations upon God when we encounter such emotions, because Jesus' anger, unlike ours, Jesus' anger is always righteous. It is always pure and upright. It's never out of control. It's always within the context of his holiness. It is a holy anger that Jesus is expressing. And all of this to say this morning, as we head out to this week, how important it is for you to spend time and for me to spend time in God's Word so that we actually do know the real Jesus. We live in this age of delusion where the Bible says false Christs will arise, and false Jesus are arising everywhere, and they are deceiving people by the myriads. And it's God's will that you not be deceived. Matthew 24:24 says the deception is so intense that if possible, even the elect might be deceived. And I'm here to admonish you. I'm here to inspire you, to motivate you, to challenge you. You've got to spend time in your Bible like we're doing this morning so that you're not duped by the false Jesuses that are ear ticklers in order to deceive. Oh, Lord. We ask that you watch over your word to perform it this morning. We ask that you watch over your word and perform it. Cause the voice of your authority to be heard. And Father, I pray for the listener today. I pray that you will be at work in our lives, doing whatever you need to do to inspire and to motivate and to give us that desire and that discipline to read your word and study it, to meditate on it, to memorize it. For the ultimate result of being practitioners of the word, that we might prove ourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.